This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimmel. On this day, December 27, 2019, Sir Elton John and Dame Olivia Newton-John were among several who are given honors by the British government. Elton was upgraded to Companion of Honor for his contributions to music and charity. Newton-John received her damehood for her services to charity, cancer research, and entertainment. On this day in 2012, Elvis Presley and the Beatles topped the list of most forged celebrity signatures, with less than half of their autographs for sale certified as genuine. Astronaut Neil Armstrong landed at number 3 on the list with fake signatures, which rose significantly after his death in July. On this day in 1986, Jackie Wilson has his biggest hit in Great Britain when the re-release of Rit Petit hits number 1, almost 3 years after he died. The song, which first made the UK top 10 29 years earlier, would go on to sell over 700,000 copies. On this day in 1980, nearly 3 weeks after John Lennon's murder, Just Like Starting Over is number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song had been chosen by Lennon not because he felt it was the best track on the album, but because it was the most appropriate following his 5-year absence from the recording industry. On this day in 1969, the Supremes' final single with Diana Ross, Someday We'll Be Together, becomes the last U.S. number 1 song of the 60s. And on this day, December 27th, 1965, which pop idol plays a junkie on the If You Play Your Cards Right, You Too Can Be a Loser episode of the medical drama Ben Casey? He had been hired the previous summer to appear in a new NBC comedy series that was still under development. Which TV show did he star in? The answer right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, December 27, 1965, a pop idol plays a junkie on the If You Play Your Cards Right, You Too Can Be a Loser episode of the medical drama Ben Casey. He had been hired the previous summer to appear in a new NBC comedy series that was still under development. That project turned out to be the TV show The Monkees, which would start airing on September 12, 1966. Here's Davy Jones and The Monkees with Daydream Believer.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Steve.